Staying in the courtroom, two former allies of former Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, convicted in the George Washington Bridge Lane closing case, say their actions did not violate federal law. Joining me with the latest developments is WHYY's Joe Hernandez, who has been following the case. And Joe, attorneys for Bill Baroni and Bridget Kelly argued in federal appeals court today that their conviction should be thrown out. How did he make the case?
Well, they're saying basically what they did was a stupid mistake, but it was not a violation of the law. They're accusing the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey of kind of misapplying the law here. They said it should be reserved for people like thieving politicians, you know, who take money to line their own pockets. But they say here nothing was stolen. Remember, these allies of Governor Christie closed two lanes at the George Washington Bridge. They created traffic jams for 4 days. But there were other arguments in court today, too. Like whether there actually is a constitutional right to travel within a state because they were convicted of violating that constitutional right. Now, the federal prosecutors who were in court today say the jury came to the right conclusion that these two defendants committed fraud and then lied about it.
So what are the two asking for in the appeal? What could happen, though, if the judges rule in their favor?
Well, they're asking for their convictions to be thrown out, and that means basically that these two defendants would get a clean slate. Last year, they were sentenced to prison terms. Baroni got 2 years in prison. Kelly got 18 months. And now it's in the hands of these three appeals court judges in Philadelphia. Right now, Baroni and Kelly are free until the fall because they've been out of jail while their appeal moves forward. I should add, as a final note, that Governor Christie was never charged in this case, and he denies any knowledge of the plot, but it did reach to the highest levels of his government.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Dave.